Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I look at the recently issued RICS practice alert relating to Phoenix firms. It is essential listening for all APC and associate RICS candidates, as well as qualified surveyors. It's relevant to the ethics, rules of conduct, and professionalism competency. In a previous blog and podcast, we looked at closing down an RICS regulated firm, and in this, we looked at what is a Phoenix firm. A Phoenix firm is where an RICS regulated firm closes in a disorderly way and then re-registers quickly as a new trading entity. This goes against the RICS rules of conduct, which confirms that members and firms should manage finances diligently and treat others with respect. It is, however, the disorderly manner of closure, not the mere fact of becoming insolvent, which can happen for many reasons, that leads to the high risk associated with Phoenix firms. Phoenix firms are typically small with 1 to 4 partners, although they can come in all shapes and sizes. Areas of high risk include a lack of security concerning client money and having insufficient runoff cover. Phoenix firms are also unlikely to have any robust documentation of how the firm was closed down correctly. This includes compliance with legislative and statutory requirements, as well as dealing with any liabilities transparently. RICS recommend that a member or firm who's facing insolvency should take early advice from an insolvency practitioner or the insolvency service. RICS regulation should be contacted as soon as possible. Nigel Clark, Chair of the RICS Standards and Regulation Board, states in the practice alert that while small in number, so-called phoenixing can undermine public and consumer confidence in the high professional and ethical standards expected of RICS members and regulated firms, and undermine the reputation of the vast majority of high-performing regulated firms. The responsible principal or director of a potentially insolvent regulated firm or a firm which has become insolvent in the past 2 years must now provide the following information to RICS. A. The liquidator, insolvency practitioner or official receiver, including their contact details. B. Proof of the current professional indemnity insurance policy, as well as details of the runoff cover. C. Details of any ADR awards against the firm in the preceding 12 months and proof that the awards have been paid. D. Details of any pending ADR matters. E. The firm's client money accounts and steps taken to secure the funds in accordance with the RICS Client Money Protection Scheme rules and professional standard on client money handling, or arrangements made to repay the client funds to clients. F. Steps taken in relation to the retention of any confidential files and documents, including confidential client files. G. Steps taken to inform clients and customers of the intended winding up and liquidation. Steps H. Steps you have taken to inform creditors of the intended winding up or liquidation. Steps taken with regard to employees regarding the intending winding up or liquidation. J. All RICS members working for or employed by the RICS regulated firm in any capacity, and K, any other firms or entities in which you are undertaking surveying services. After being provided with this information, RICS may undertake additional inquiries, including the following. A, evidence or information of alleged fraudulent behaviour by the company or any of its directors. B, the company has submitted all tax returns and paid all tax and other money due. C, the company and directors did not continue to trade to the risk or potential disadvantage of creditors, clients or consumers at a time when the company was insolvent. D. That there has not been any conduct that removed or attempted removal of assets or funds that should have been available to pay creditors. E. The directors ensured that the company was run with appropriate due diligence and exercised reasonable care, skill and diligence having regard to UK law and RICS professional standards. The company kept and can produce appropriate accounting records. G, the company prepared and filed all accounts and returns at company's house. H, the company and the directors cooperated fully with any official receiver or insolvency practitioner appointed to the company. I, All client money was kept in accordance with RICS client money handling professional standards and the client money protection scheme rules, including repayment of funds to all clients. And J, that the directors are or were not subject to directors' disqualification for any reason. RICS may make further inquiries to insurers and third parties to verify information provided by the firm and its directors or principals prior to deregistration. RICS also carry out checks into directors and responsible principals when new regulated firms are registered. They also state that Phoenix firms cannot use other parties to front the firm and avoid the link to the previous director or responsible principal. In addition, any responsible principal must meet the RICS requirements. You can link to these off our website blog. So, what action can RICS take? As Phoenix firms pose a significant risk to former clients, employees, creditors, and the public interest, RICS have a number of measures at their disposal. So, they can refuse registration of the Phoenix firm or delay registration until any disciplinary proceedings are completed. Further investigation of the director or responsible principal can be undertaken. RICS can require risk mitigation measures or impose license conditions. They can also require staff training, monitoring the new firm, and finally provide additional support and guidance to the firm. What should you do though if you have a concern about a newly regulated firm? Email RICS at complaints@rics.org if you have any concerns, or indeed any concerns of a professional or ethical nature. We all have a professional duty to promptly disclose potential breaches of the RICS rules of conduct, and it is what helps to make the profession stronger and more trusted by the public. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.